Ed Slayer is a New Orleans-based multimedia digital artist and music producer. She, along with an LGBTQ plus team, put on events in New Orleans helping to create spaces where trans women, specifically black trans women, have a space to be themselves. I caught up with her to speak about the release of her new self-titled EP, as well as other projects she has going on. How's it going today, Edge?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, to kind of dive in, I know you have a new EP coming out. How long have you been working on this EP?
I guess I conceptualized it like 2 years ago, and then everything kind of like came to a head when I learned how to produce my own music.
Yeah.
Because before I was just a like vocalist, and I feel like most people who studied music classically, which I did, you don't learn instruments. So I kind of like forced myself to play instruments first, and I learned on like a ukulele.
Oh, wow.
And I played that for like 2-3 years. And then after that, I had like everything that I wanted to do, but I didn't know how to quite make it happen in someone else's mind,
yeah.
If that makes sense. So then 2 years ago, I learned Logic and Ableton. And I totally, I don't know, just started applying myself to it. And then my EP was born.
Talking about your sound, you have a really kind of specific sort of genre that you kind of fit in, if you can even describe it. For listeners that have not listened to you, how would you describe your sound in one sentence?
Experimental trap noise.
All right.
I guess like that's like what it would be called. So there's like a lot of R&B elements, like harmonies and things that are familiar, but then a lot of harsh noise. So yeah. I definitely like try to give like the flavor of R&B, the like feel of R&B, but it's actually this like intellectual dissection of like popular culture, because it's supposed to be a juxtaposition of like what our idealistic world is and like what things actually are. So I try to like not really focus on clear like lyrics being coming through, or like clear like beats, because it should sound like it has a beat, but you can't really dance to it.
Yeah.
And you can meditate to it. Like, I feel like my music is definitely meditational, and it's supposed to vibrate inside of your body. I feel like classical definitely influences me, but more things that influence me are like Grace Jones. I feel like Bjork, a lot of like strong, powerful women, and then like the Velvet Underground and things that are just like kind of like nasty and noisy, and a lot of like, you know, African and Nigerian punk. Like, yeah. So I feel like all of that mixed together with like 90s R&B, that is what bred Edge Slayer. I host like a yearly party, a part of like Cake with the Ace Hotel, and it's supposed to like, you know, center like black women and specifically like black trans bodies.
To find. That was New Orleans-based performance artist and producer Ed Slayer. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Nola V, and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.